From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting U.S. President Donald Trump is challenging Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing him of political bias in his investigation of Trump's possible 2016 election campaign links to Russia and whether the president obstructed justice in trying to hinder that probe. The president took to Twitter, saying that Mueller had a team of Democrats who supported his rival Hillary Clinton, but no members of the president's own Republican Party. He also called out two former ousted FBI officials, former Director James Comey, fired by Trump last May, and former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, dismissed at Trump's urging late Friday by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, 26 hours before McCabe was set to retire and collect a full pension. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the center of the Afrin region is entirely under the control of the Turkish and allied Syrian forces. The Reuters news agency reports a spokesman for the Turkish-backed Syrian rebel fighter said earlier the rebels had entered Afrin before dawn Sunday and that Kurdish YPG forces had withdrawn. As the dispute between Britain and Russia continues over the poisoning of a former Russian spy on British soil, the Kremlin expelled 23 British diplomats. Britain expelled 23 Russian diplomats last week. UK Foreign Minister Boris Johnson, speaking to BBC's Andrew Marr, dismisses several notions.
Listening again to the response of the Russian ambassador to the EU with his satirical suggestion that this was done by UK agents from Portendown. This is not the response of a country that really believes itself to be innocent.
Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Julia, remain in serious condition.